Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yes, the week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What are you going to hear about this week? What are you going to read about in the timeline? What's going to be in your news feed? What's on the televisions, the newspapers, and right here on the WTMJ radio airwaves?
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the news?
Well, today starts the today's the start of Winter Awareness Week. So, yeah, so you're going to learn about how it's going to be cold. And we also have some weather changes coming Wednesday. You might notice a little bit of a wintry thing happening Wednesday and Thursday here on the Southeast Wisconsin forecast. We're also going to hear a lot about diverging diamonds this week. Yes, diverging diamond interchange. It's going to open at I-43 at Brown Deer by Saturday morning. So this is the one where the traffic kind of shifts over to the opposite side of the road. So when you're on Brown Deer heading east or west, it's going to shift you in the opposite lanes, kind of. It's,
when you're going over the freeway, you're going to be in the left-hand lanes, even though you're going right.
And I think there's going to be this attempt to freak out about this, but I really do think you should be okay.
You can channel your inner Anglophile. Yeah, yes. The Brits drive on the other side.
Thank you. Yeah,
this is the new roundabout.
Yeah, it'll direct you. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Weather dependent, by the way.
Okay, thank you. State Supreme Court is going to hear arguments today on whether Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf can keep her job. Don't forget, Republicans have been trying to push her out for a long time now, so now it goes before the High Court in Madison. On Thursday, the city of Waukesha is going to mark 3 years since the Christmas parade attack. They're going to dedicate the parade memorial at Greedy Park. Also Thursday, festival season begins. The holiday lights kick off at Pear Marquette. Pabst Mansion also going to fire up the old lights on Thursday. Now, for those wondering, the Christmas tree at Deer District, that won't get lit until after Thanksgiving. So lots of Christmas stuff starting to pop up. Have you noticed? All right, the G20 summit gets underway in Rio de Janeiro. World leaders may be asking President Biden what he thinks about President-elect Trump and what he's going to do with his America First agenda. That'll probably come up a couple of times. So what's that guy going to do with this? So one of the money questions that I'm sure they'll discuss. On Tuesday, a judge in New York has given prosecutors and Trump lawyers until Tuesday to hash out how to proceed in the hush money case. Remember, this is the one that they haven't decided yet whether or not he's even going to be sentenced. So they got to decide whether to move forward with the sentencing or to throw it out or do whatever by tomorrow.
So it's supposed to be last week and they pushed it.
Yeah, they pushed it. And then sentencing is scheduled for later this month, but they got to make some type of decision on that. The 58th annual CMA Awards will air live Wednesday on ABC, one of the most popular of all the awards for you country music fans. Packers, of course, play the 49ers this weekend. At the movies, a huge... huge weekend is coming up at the box office.
The odds are against you.
The odds are always against me.
You got Gladiator 2 and you've got Wicked. This is Barbenheimer written. This is what it's going to be.
What are they calling it? Got to come up with a name.
Wickedator? Ooh, Wickedator could work. Anyway, that's going to happen over the weekend. So this is what you got, two of the big ones.
Okay, it's Wickedator until we think of something else.
And by the way, for Wickedator, one thing to remember, there is a part two of Wicked. It's not just the one. It's going to be a twofer. So don't go to Wicked thinking this is the only movie, because it's not.
You're on the hook for two films.
Yes, there's going to be some kind of, it's going to keep you in having to watch it again coming up next year. That is your week ahead.
And that's the end of that. That's the end of that segment.
Thanks. I don't know what happened with that.
News about your money this morning. WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 305 points to 43,445 at the end of trading on Friday. NASDAQ was down 2.25% to 18,680. And the S&P 500 finished the week at 5,871. That was down about 79 points. Financial planning at every level. Annex Comprehensive Wealth. Annex Private Client. Annex Ignite. Details at annexwealth.com.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?